Victoria's recycling crisis is deepening, with some local councils forced to send more than 1,000 tonnes of recyclable waste to landfill. The problem is that existing recycling facilities are buckling under the volume of waste being generated, and it's getting worse by the day. Last week, the state's Environmental Protection Authority closed two of Melbourne's recycling plants following safety concerns for residents living nearby. Mary Lalios is the president of the Municipal Association of Victoria that represents local government in that state. Mary Lalios, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
So why are councils in Victoria sending recycling to landfill? What's gone wrong?
So it's exactly as you've opened up. Two of our processing facilities, one in Coolaroo and one in Laverton North, were issued with EPA notices a week ago now, and then a third was voluntarily closed in Geelong, and that's through one of the processors, SKM, and as a result, councils were found scrambling trying to find places to actually take the recyclable materials. Now, a number of councils are taking their materials to other processors, but some councils have had to divert their recyclables to landfill.
So just step back a minute. Why were the SKM sites at Coolaroo and Laverton North, why were they closed down?
So the EPA issued those processing facilities with notices as a result of community safety because of a lot of recyclable materials that were being stockpiled there. And we totally understand community safety needs to come first. There was a huge fire in Coolaroo in February last year, and that not only had immediate safety issues with regards to the fires, but the black smoke that was billowing was actually a health concern for residents. And the EPA did some site inspections and issued those notices effective immediately.
So the situation now in Victoria is that there's simply not enough recycling stations for the recycling material that's picked up curbside, so it's going to keep on going into landfill. Is that it?
In a nutshell, that's what's happened. So February last year, there was a similar situation, and it should have been a wake-up call to governments last year. But 12 months on, we're finding ourselves in exactly the same situation.
What happened a year ago was that China decided to stop accepting a lot of Australia's recyclable material because it was contaminated. In other words, it was dirty. It wasn't all clean recyclable. It wasn't all recyclable, in fact. Did councils fail to take note of what that China ban meant? I mean, you talked about state governments, but local councils should have been dealing with this properly?
So I think it's a problem that needs a solution from all three levels of government. Councils are actually at the coalface. So councils we collect all the material, so extremely visible to our community. We're downstream. A lot of the problems that have occurred actually occur upstream. So if we, and when I say that, what do I mean? If there were national product stewardship legislation and laws in place, it would mean that industry manufacturers would have to think really closely about what they produce, what's in their materials, and what packaging is around their materials. For instance, if we go and buy a toaster, do we need all of the packaging that's around the toaster? If the packaging wasn't around the toaster, there wouldn't be the recyclable materials further downstream. From a state government perspective, and again from a federal government perspective, the sorts of things that can actually occur are investment in industry, investment in more processing facilities. There's $500 million in the state government's coffers that have been stockpiled, money that's been collected through council rates over a period of 10 years, and the money is now sitting there. A plan was actually produced middle of last year, and there seems to be a lot of talk, but really no action. From a local government perspective, yeah, we could definitely show leadership in that regard as well, and help with ideas into and advocating into the state and federal government. But also if we take it one step below governments and look at our own individual actions, the sorts of things that we could do is take leadership from our own perspective. So when we do go into supermarkets or when we do go into shops and purchase products, if we have the motto of reuse, reduce, recycle into our heads, why do we have to buy tomatoes with plastic around in plastic containers?
I understand that, and I think a lot of people really do feel that, and I think there's been a dramatic change in behaviour, and you would have seen that curbside. But then to hear that it's all ending up in landfill anyway, it makes people think, well, why the hell should I bother? And that's really the worst signal you could possibly send, isn't it? So it seems to me this is a bit of a crisis situation now in terms of recycling in the state of Victoria. So what are the councils doing in terms of a crisis management response?
So I totally agree that it is a crisis, but I don't think we should lose faith in the recycling system. I think as individuals, we can do a lot of things. With regards to councils, as I said, we're at the coalface. So we're the actual collectors. We have contracts in place with companies that collect our recyclable materials.
Sure. Yeah. But just finally, another issue. There's pressure on Victorian state government, which it's resisting, for bottles and other, you know, recyclings and you know, money back schemes. Other states have this. Do you think that would make a difference to the recycling, the quality of the recycling, if that kind of scheme was in place?
Look, I think that's something that we definitely have to look at here in Victoria. There's no container deposit legislation. That's the legislation where consumers...
Yeah, which almost every other state and territory has.
Exactly. So that's something I think that should seriously be looked at here in Victoria. The other sorts of things that can be looked at is if both state, federal governments made it mandatory that recyclable materials had to be used in road bases, for instance. Mm. Australia-wide, there's a whole infrastructure building agenda, whether it's roads, whether it's trains, whether it's buses, whatever the infrastructure is that's being built. If there were mandatory laws and legislation to say, and I'm just going to pick a number out of the air, 30% of a road base has to be made out of glass, has to be made out of soft plastics, has to be made out of recycled toner cartridges. That's something that can, I think, go a really, really long way. And those stockpiles, because that industry will be here in Australia, those stockpiles will definitely reduce.
Sure.
That's something that won't happen overnight, but it's something that can happen.
Set the regulations and the industry will follow. Mary Lalios, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mary Lalios is the president of the Municipal Association of Victoria. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 6:45.